Hey Matze, what's up in the world?
We're now going to find it out, Maxine, at Daily News. The skull of Hamburg's famous pirate Klaus Schulte-Becker has been stolen yesterday from the Museum of Hamburg History. How was that possible? And who was Klaus Schulte-Becker? We have invited an expert on this topic who is going to tell us something about him.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Can't wait. Where's my popcorn?
Yes, thank you. The famous story of Schulte-Becker started with the leadership of the Vitalienbrüder, the Victual Brothers, which was a group of pirates who attacked Hanseatic ships. The origin of their name comes from the fact that they provided Stockholm with provisions, which is Victualia in Latin, during the war between Denmark and Sweden.
Wow, Sweden got in so many wars. So what did he do with the treasure? Did he keep it, or was he like more like a Robin Hood?
Yes, indeed, he was a Robin Hood figure, fighting the rich until he got caught by Simon von Utrecht, who paid a traitor, one of Schulte-Becker's crew members, to put molten lead into the chains of the rudder system. He was overcome and was first brought to Hamburg and then sentenced to death.
So it's not the end of the story yet, is it? Nothing exciting happened?
No fairy saving him?
No, unfortunately not. But the story behind his death is quite interesting.
So it was a troll.
Quiet at the back.
Before he was being executed, he tried to spare his companions' lives. He asked the mayor of Hamburg to release the man he could walk past after having his head cut off.
So, how many heads were saved?
He actually made it past 11 men, but the executioner tripped him and killed all the 11 nonetheless.
So what happened to his treasure?
No one knows, but the core of his mast was of pure gold. According to a legend, the gold was molten and the top of the tower of the St. Catherine Church was made out of it.
Mysterious. Schulte-Becker is a legend in Hamburg, then.
True. There are lots of pubs and beer brands named after him. The beer name is kind of funny, because that's the origin of his name, Schulte-Becker. In German it means Stürzenbecher, which means down you drink, because he was a legendary drinker.
Me too.
But no one wants to know that. Well, thank you, Professor. If you're interested in the story and don't like reading books like our friend Paxi, then you can watch the upcoming movie starring Til Schweiger, Diane Kruger and Matthias Schweighöfer.